All six of the volunteer fire departments that serve the Lower Sunshine Coast received a funding boost from the province. Of the more than $6.2 million from the Community Emergency Preparedness Fund, CEPF, that will go toward 200 fire departments in the province, the Lower Coast will see more than $175,500. The Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, which includes fire departments serving in Gibsons, Roberts Creek, Half Moon Bay and Egmont, was approved for $120,000. Gibsons Fire Chief Rob Michael said the funding will be spent on a variety of equipment among the fire departments, including contained breathing apparatus, portable radios, fire hose, turnout gear, portable pumps, generators and forestry equipment. Michael said the departments applied for forestry equipment because, we're seeing the impacts of climate change. Not only the severity of the wildfires that are being fought in BC, but they are becoming much more frequent. We're not immune to those types of incidents locally. So we have tried to increase our equipment so we can be very well-rounded. He said it's phenomenal that all of the fire departments on the Lower Coast have received the funding, and the SCRD departments have been successful for each of CEPF's intakes, in 2019, 2022 and 2023. He credits the success of their application to working together. We are isolated, independent communities, but work closely with our mutual aid partners, and that formed part of our application package, how the collaboration and the equipment will be used together. The equipment will go into service as quickly as it comes in, Michael said. Funds will also be used for training, particularly emergency vehicle operations training. Michael noted that training is a new standard through the Office of the Fire Commissioner. So far, around 50% of the Gibsons and District Volunteer Fire Department members have been trained to that standard, and they're expanding that training up and down the coast. The Sechelt Fire Protection District was approved for $30,000 for Class B car training prop. Acting Fire Chief Dwight Davison said the current training prop has been used for the last 12 years, and is finally burned out. We got a good return on our investment there, he said. The Sechelt Fire Department is in the process of replacing that prop with the help of a local fabrication company. It is used for training recruits who need experience extinguishing vehicle fires and will be housed at the department's training center. The prop will also be available for other coast fire departments to use for training and annual skills maintenance. The Pender Harbor Fire Protection District was approved for $25,556.13 for equipment and training upgrades. Pender Harbor Fire Chief Jim Cameron said they will use the funding to purchase more forestry hose and a forestry pump. The department already has a Mark III forestry pump in Madeira Park, and the funds will allow them to add a pump in Garden Bay. The funds will also go toward training drivers for emergency vehicle operations. Aside from CEPF, the Pender Harbor Volunteer Fire Department is also celebrating its approval for a new fire truck, after a successful alternative approval process. While Cameron said it can take years for a fire truck to be built, they expect the new truck to arrive in 2026. The provincial funding was announced on January 11th, and will help communities reduce taxation. Each fire department benefiting from this money includes volunteer firefighters. Acquiring new equipment and engaging in up-to-date training goes a long way towards improving morale to men and women in our local fire halls. This makes all of the fire departments more attractive places for individuals who want to volunteer their time, the SCRD department's application states. We're heavily reliant on our volunteers here, Michael added.